from WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Science is full of surprises. For example, who would have thought that Zika virus could be useful? New research out this week finds the virus kills the cells that create the most deadly brain tumors. Also, we've known for a few years that New England is a hotspot for ocean warming. A new study finds that summer conditions in the Gulf of Maine now last 2 months longer than they did just 3 decades ago. And what happens in Houston doesn't stay in Houston. Harvey is having economic ripple effects that reach all the way to Massachusetts. We start, though, with President Trump's decision to end DACA. The announcement has prompted strong responses from scientists and other academics in Massachusetts. Even before it was official, MIT's president, Raphael Reif, wrote an op-ed in the Boston Globe calling the repeal of DACA a mistake that, quote, would run counter to our national interests. On Thursday, some 20 professors were arrested during a protest in Cambridge. The scene at UMass Boston that afternoon was quieter, but also focused on what the end of DACA means for undocumented students and employees. Adan Colon Carmona is an associate professor of biology at UMass Boston. He's a member of the Society for Advancement of Chicanos, Hispanics, and Native Americans in Science, and an alum of that society's Leadership Institute. He spent Thursday afternoon at a campus-wide meeting about the repercussions of the end of DACA, and he joins me now via Skype. Adan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Massachusetts is estimated to have an undocumented population of several thousand, not a large population compared to places, you know, like California, Florida, Texas. But UMass Boston is New England's most diverse university. How many undocumented students are at the university?
Well, according to administrative officials, there's approximately 40. However, there are likely to be other undocumented students that are not necessarily DACA.
And what was the mood at the campus-wide meeting this past week on Thursday afternoon?
It was pretty intense and emotional. This was in a conference room in the Student Campus Center, and the room was packed, primarily with faculty and staff. There was a lot of high anxiety, a lot of fear, not knowing what to do, not knowing how we can help our students and protect our students, and yet at the same time teach and educate the students that we are here to do to educate on campus.
As a state school, UMass Boston can't just shut out immigration officials. There are some different rules for state schools versus private institutions. What did campus police tell this anxious audience about what the rules are and what campus police and officials will have to do to comply with perhaps any actions taken by immigration officials?
There were two main categories that the state police on campus told us. One is that ICE officials could bring a detainer with them. In those situations, by law, by federal law, they're not necessarily able to stop any ICE official from coming onto campus. As you said, it is a public institution. But they're not necessarily required to help them in identifying those individuals, if there is simply a retainer that they have, a detainer that they bring with them. If they are bringing a warrant, however, that is issued by a judge, in those cases, the state police will assist in seeking those individuals.
I'm speaking with Adan Colon Carmona, an associate professor of biology at UMass Boston, about the response to President Trump's decision to end DACA. Adan, you yourself came to the United States as an undocumented immigrant. Would you share a little bit of your own story?
Sure. I've been in the country for now 45 years or so. My family came originally from Mexico. And we moved to California. I grew up in California, went through the school system there, was educated in the UC system. I am a U.S. citizen and have been for a long time. But as you said, I was originally undocumented, and this issue of immigration and the students that are experiencing this DACA ruling and decision is very personal to me.
One study, you mentioned the University of California system. One study by a group out there called the UnDocu Scholars Program at UC Berkeley a couple of years ago found that more than a quarter of undocumented undergraduate students were pursuing degrees in science, math, engineering, you know, related STEM fields. How critical, in your mind, are these young immigrants to building diversity in science?
It's incredibly influential. Not only are we know now scientifically that diversity enhances innovation in the STEM fields, but we know that it impacts communities and families quite dramatically. It really changes their economic situation. It changes how families perceive education and allows for economic mobility. If we look at simply scientific societies and who's coming into those areas, it's clearly that it's becoming more diverse. Your email prompted me to actually send a survey to colleagues of mine. These are PhD level scientists throughout the country who are at academic institutions. And I asked them over a survey. This is just from one day, and I've received 57 responses, and approximately 16% of them said that they were individuals, undocumented individuals, at some point before they became a scientist.
Wow, 16% of, as you said, this is 60 or so of your colleagues who are, you know, not just a random sampling of the scientific community, but specifically colleagues through a Leadership Institute for Minorities in Science, correct?
That's correct. Similarly, when I asked, were your parents undocumented? 30% of them said that their parents were at one point undocumented. So it's not just those individuals. These are not just scientists, but their families have been at some point, impacted by an immigration order or policy within the U.S. Yet at the same time, these individuals are at American institutions, contributing to society and having major impacts on how science is done in the U.S.
You're a cancer researcher, and part of your work actually focuses on the health disparities that affect disenfranchised populations in the United States. You've already mentioned the fact that science tells us that diversity enhances innovation, that diversity is good for the success of science. This is a slightly different twist. This is perhaps the responsibility that the science community has to addressing issues of diversity and disparity along those lines. Is that something that you see broadly growing within the science community, this sense that there is a responsibility to address issues of diversity and also socioeconomic and racial disparities?
There clearly is within healthcare, within the education arena. There are disparities as we see our populations becoming more and more diverse in terms of the demographics. We're going to be a majority in this country. And so, and yet at the same time, these disparities in healthcare and in education exist. So how do we actually actively change those situations? And as a scientist at a university, we see this taking place. And I have colleagues who are actively working to change those trends where we hope that to lessen that disparities.
You said that the meeting on Thursday at UMass Boston was largely attended by concerned faculty and staff. Do you feel that your colleagues and the science community as a whole are ready to not only embrace diversity, but perhaps the issue of immigration policy that comes along with that as a core issue for the science community?
I really think so. And I think it's more than just UMass Boston. You can see that from the news here in Boston, where faculty at other institutions, neighboring institutions, really feel the same way. And these are scientists that are in many fields. We're not just talking about the natural sciences, but also the social sciences, who are concerned about immigration issues as a whole and how it's impacting our students.
Edan Colon Carmona is an associate professor of biology at UMass Boston, responding to President Trump's decision to end DACA. Edan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Edan Colon Carmona joined us via Skype. Up next, the economic ripple effects of extreme weather events and what's driving longer, stronger summers in the Gulf of Maine. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.